No, no.
Hey, sorry for the heavy tough champagne. Hey, Harav Fivish, K. Shlita.
In the beginning, the Pasha, Yaakov Avinu instructs Yosef to take him and to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. The Pasuk tells us that straight away, when the Pasuk says, "Vayikra livnoi liYosef," second Pasuk in the Pasha, "Vayomer lo im nom atosichem beinecha," please, if I find favor, if you do me a favor, please, simna yotcha tachas yirechi, do me chesed emes al nosek b'nei b'mitzrayim. Please, do me a great favor, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. So Maril Diskin asks a simple question. Yaakov Avinu is begging Yosef to do something. It's a difficult task, to take out Mitzrayim, it's nish poshut. And he was asking Yosef, im nom atosichem beinecha, please, why didn't Rabbi Yaakov Avinu say, I am a tzave you? Yeah, it's a difficult tzivoy, but it's a kibudav, and on top of that, it's a chayz. All right, at this moment, it wasn't a shchiv merah, but still, why didn't Yaakov Avinu say, "Listen here, Yosef, I'm commanding you as your father to do this. You have to do this very important thing for me. I know it's difficult, and you'll have obstacles in the way, but you have to go and do this for me." He doesn't say that. Im no mososichei beinech echbeit dir agreis ha-toiva. Why the necessity of the toiva? Give him a clear instruction. So Maril Diskin answers as follows. Yaakov goes on to say, Hishovali. I didn't trust him. Wasn't he this way? Make a shvur. If Yosef says, yes, I'll do it, come on, Yosef will do it. Now, Zot Rashi, we know that in order to avoid the difficulty they will have with Paroi, Paroi won't want to let him go. Mitzrayim won't want to let him go. They'd like to keep Yaakov in Mitzrayim as a shrine, as a place. You know that Yaakov Inu was a great person, did a great taiva for Mitzrayim, so the people of Mitzrayim would want to be able to go to his kever and, you know, make it a big deal. And therefore, Paroi wouldn't want that. One good reason why Paroi wouldn't want Yosef to take Yaakov away from Mitzrayim. But Yosef had a power over Paroi. Yosef will say to Paroi, "I'm sorry, I know it's difficult, but I swore to my father." So he'll say, "No, no, we've heard of great people before, of great kings who stood up in court, and the greater, one president in the United States not that long ago, I swore falsely." So, so break your shvuah, big deal, break your shvuah. So Yaakov said, Yosef would answer, "You're telling me to break your shvuah as garnish, but remember, I made a shvuah to you that I wouldn't reveal a secret about you. Can I break that shvuah?" He'd have a hold over Paroi. The shvuah was to ensure that Paroi wouldn't be able to stop him. Come to Chos Hazoi. When Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, "Take me out of Mitzrayim," if he would have said, "I command you," then hotel achiv. A shvuah ala mitzvah is not chal. If a person makes a shvuah, "I make a shvuah today, I'll do a da mitzvah," and he doesn't do that mitzvah, he's over not doing the mitzvah, whatever mitzvah he's missed, but he's not over breaking shvuah, because shvuah is not chal ala mitzvah. Since Yaakov Avinu wanted Yosef to be chayav with a shvuah, it had to be please a favor. So Meila, that's why, said Maril Diskin, he couldn't command him to do it, because then there'd be no shaykhus of a shvuah, and we've just seen a shvuah is an integral part, so the whole thing won't work without the shvuah. So it's absolutely a necessity of a shvuah. Therefore, Yaakov couldn't say, "I insist, please." He had to obey. This is Maril Diskin. So that was the first tikkala. Yaakov felt that he's soon going to die, but as yet he wasn't ill. After that, there's a pay. Hishavali Yaakov, Yosef swore to his father. Then there's a new pasha. By he achilat vano ele. Later on, by Yomel Yosef, hinei avichu choile. Now Yaakov was ready. It was come out, time for the misa. So now he said, Yosef was told that your father's not well, so he brought the boys to give him a bracha. Right, and then in the speech, Yaakov says to Yosef, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to me in Luz and he gave me a bracha. He told me I'll be kahal amim, which I understood to mean. Yaakov said I understood to mean that I will have two more Shabbatim, and yet I was only going to have Binyamin. So Fashtan and the Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give me one of my kindle be divided into two Shabbatim. I'm giving you that bracha. I'm giving Bat Shnei Banach and Alod Mechamet Mitzrayim Ephraim Umanasha Kerubim Shimon Yehuli. All right, this is the present I'm giving you. You will have the two Shvatim, Ephraim and Manasseh, on an equal status as Reuven b'Shimon. And then Yaakov goes on to tell him the story about the kibura of Rachel. V'ani b'voy mipadon, meisa olai Rachel, eretz karam baderech. And I didn't bury her. I'm buried on the roadside, and Kenzan you have a tain against me. But no, I did it al pi Hashem. I did it for a good reason. So Yaakov Avinu is explaining now, he offers Yosef, he tells Yosef, I'm going to give you the Shnei Shvatim, and by the way, the Maisa with your mother, when your mother died, I buried her there, Hamlish Katana Zachmiya. Alright, that's the patch. So again, Lepshom Shvadon, Frig the Posh the Kasha. What's Yaakov telling? He's telling Yosef, don't be angry with me that I didn't bury your mother where you would like me to bury her. I had a reason. That doesn't belong here. That belongs in the first Basha. When Yaakov said to Yosef, I'm begging of you, please take me and bury me in Eretz Canaan. It's a big deal. And then he should have said, although I didn't do that for your mother, nevertheless I'm asking you. That's where that excuse belongs, not here. Why is it here now when he said, I'm giving you the two Shabbatim? What's the connection? This bracha of splitting a shevet, making two shabbatim, the emes, as we know, should have gone to Reuven. Bechoget's pishnai belongs to Reuven. But Reuven lost it. Because Reuven, pachas kamayim, because of the maisa with the mishkevei avicha, because of the maisa with the bets. What was wrong? It's very clear that the actual maaseh that Reuven did doesn't seem to be the ikachet, because Yaakov Avinu never said that. Yaakov said pachas kamayim, your fault was pachas kamayim, you acted hastily. So it was not the fact what he did, it's the fact that he didn't think it through properly. Because of that he lost the Bechoira, and therefore he didn't get the two Shvatim. Reuven had a taina. He had a taina on his father. How comes that Bilhah, when Rachel died, Yaakov's bed was always with Rachel, because Rachel was his ikar wife. And even Leah admitted that, the Bnei Leah all accepted that Rachel was the ikar wife. Araya, the Rashi brings from Megillas Rus, where the people there in the Yehuda said, Rachel uch Leah, Rachel was accepted to be the ikar wife. And therefore nobody had any tainas if Yaakov's main, he gave precedence to Rachel over Leah. But when Rachel died, Yaakov took his bed and put it in Bilhah. So Reuven had a good taina. Bishloim, Rachel can be in front of my mother Leah. Oh, but why should Bilhah is Zichab lower than Leah? So it should be in Leah. So he moved the tent. Right? That was what Reuven did. He had a taina. He had a good reason to argue with his father. He had a good complaint against his father, and he acted, I can't say on impulse, but he acted pachas. Zokliakim to Yosef, du hast dieselbe taina. You could have the same taina against me. The same as Reuven had the taina, I put the bed in the wrong place. You could have a taina, I didn't bury your mother in the right place. So again, I didn't give your mother the right covered. Yet, Reuven acted and made a mistake, and you didn't. That's why Reuven loses the Bechoira, and you get the Bechoira. That's why here, when Yaakov is giving Yosef the bracha of two Shemotim, he mentions the Maisa with with burying his mother to show, why am I giving it you? Because you could have done this, made the same mistake as Reuven, and you didn't make the mistake. Therefore, you get the double portion, and Reuven lost it. So it's negayat to this parsha. later on this afternoon, we'll be saying the famous Yisimcha L'Kim Kefraim B'Chim Nasher. That was the bracha that the bracha is to Ephraim and Manasseh, yet the pasuk says Baruch is Yosef. Okay, so there's a few explanations as to why we use Ephraim and Manasseh as the samal of that's how we want our kinder to be. Why is Yisimcha L'Kim K'Avrom Yitzchok? Yisimcha L'Kim K'Ephraim B'Chim Manasseh is there's something very special about Ephraim and Manasseh. So very simply, they say that both Ephraim and Manasseh they showed a gewaltige koyach in a particular middah which is very difficult. Ephraim was the younger one. By the way, it's mentioned they were twins, by the way, yeah? Ephraim and Manasseh twins. So older one, Manasseh was only older by a few minutes, not much older, okay? Manasseh lost his right of being first when he should have been first, and Ephraim came before him. Ephraim got something, a gedulah, which he didn't really, shouldn't have got. Ephraim was never jealous of the fact that Ephraim took away his gevurah, his gedulah. Manasseh was never upset and jealous. Ephraim's taken mine. A moiridik medium, when someone takes away what's yours, what you have a right to, and someone else takes it, that's a moiridik shtar gemidah. And Ephraim forget. Ephraim got a gedulah, which he didn't feel he ought to have, but he was never misgoer. He didn't feel great. He didn't make himself a balgaiva. So these two boys, these two men, Manasseh and Ephraim, they exhibited a gvaldike koyach in not being jealous and in not being a balgaiva. That's what we bench our kinder. Have these middas. These are gvaldike middas. Yisimcha L'Kim K'Ephraim B'Chim Manasseh. That's on a basic, the basic outline of why Ephraim and Manasseh. But the story is complicated because Yosef. The Pasuk tells us Yosef's facing his father Yaakov, and because Manasseh is the Bechoya, Yaakov should put his right hand on the Bechoya, on Manasseh, and the left hand on Ephraim. So he presented his two sons to Yaakov in that way. What was it? Yaakov's left is to Yosef's right, and so on. He put them to them. But Yaakov Avinu said, no, it hasn't been like that. And Yaakov Avinu, Sikelis Yodov, he crossed his hands over, and he put, although Ephraim was on the other position, he crossed over his hand that Ephraim should have the right hand on. Okay. What we know Yamin is more choshev than smoil of it. What is? Okay, maybe we don't understand fully. I'll be sorry what the gross inyan of Yamin and over smoil is. But there's a major question. Somebody asked me this week, what's the big deal? Yaakov should have said, no, move them. Why do this odd business, cross your hands over, say to Yosef, no, Loizeh, right? Yaakov argued with Yosef, no, move them. Move Ephraim that side and Ephraim that side. Why this business? Why not move them?
More of a busha.
Yeah, a bit. Okay, but this is a big thing here now. In a way, you could say the busha is faket. I'm on the right, and nevertheless, I only got the left hand. There's a busha the other way. Yeah, you're right. There's two ways to look at it. It upset them. Okay, but these have got gvaldike middas, busha and these things what affect Ephraim and Manasseh. We just said they're graced Bali middas told us it possibly wouldn't happen, but anyway, okay, so the Mayim Beis HaShoeva says like this. There's the whole idea of it seems that it's blessing Yosef. Baruch Hashem Yosef Yisimcha B'chor Yevorech Yisrael, not Bohem. It should be Bohem with Ephraim and Manasseh. It looks like it's Yosef. The bracha is Yosef. So what is the bracha with Yosef? Yosef was a person who had in him two different sets of gadlus. He was a Gvaldiga Talmud Chacham. He was a good ladder in learning. Yet he was an Ishmedini. He was a statesman. He was a politician. He could run a country. You don't often get someone who can do both. To be able to be the God Ladur Enoch Anami. We will go to the God Ladur to ask him Aitzas how we ought to do Gashmi Zachem. But actually running the country, doing all the bits that you have to do to run a country, you don't find the God Ladur doing that. Yosef had both middos. Because Yosef had the koich which Klal Yisrael need. They need the Gedolei Torah, they need the Chachamim to be able to guide and advise them, and they need lay leaders, they need people in Rosh HaKol, they need people who are statesmen who can get up in parliament and all. We need these people, we need both. Yosef had both together. Ephraim and Manasseh had one each. Ephraim was Eitzel Aviv learning Torah. He was by the Zeder. Ephraim was the God Ladur in learning. And Manasseh was the manager of Yosef. He helped Yosef in running the country. So they had two. Each of them had a separate gedula, a separate koyach. Which one is more important? We need both. But which is more important? Avada, more important, is the God in Torah. Because he's on top. So is Azoy. Ephraim, because he's the Isha Torah, the Isha Ruchni, he has to have the right hand. Menashe, in order to show that Menashe is on a lesser level, he has to have the left hand. Oh, but don't look down on Menashe. Menashe is garnished. Moving Menashe across, Ephraim Menashe across, would be demoting Menashe to a higher level. By leaving them at right and left and then putting his hands across, Yaakov's giving two messages. Ephraim is more important, but Manasseh is also important. Ephraim is important and Bashmai, my right hand goes on him, but Manasseh is important, he's standing on the right. That's why he didn't separate the two of them, that's why he didn't cross them back over again, in order to show that who is more important, who is Oyler, but nevertheless the other one isn't down, it's just a slight, it's not up and down, it's up and slightly lower. That's why Yaakov Avinu didn't move across his hand, he did it that way. Another explanation as to why we use the moshel, again, B'chor Yivaruch Yisrael, that Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh, what's the bracha? Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh, why use them, is Azoi. But Emes, this is about Yosef, ask this kasha. How can you say to our kinder, Yisimcha l'kimka Ephraim and Manasseh, I expect you to grow up to be like Ephraim and Manasseh. They were born with a golden spoon in their mouths. They had the best life in Gashmius. They lived in a palace. And they had Adar Tata, as our God Ladur, they had the best of both worlds. They had Ruchnius at the highest level, and they had Gashmius at the highest level. I'm not a Yosef. I can't give him my Ruchnius, and I'm not a great in a situation in my Gashmius. I'm not in a position to be able to support them. They didn't have to worry about Parnassus, did they? They could sit and learn all their life. So how can we say to every Yid should say to his child, be like Ephraim and Manasseh? Ephraim and Manasseh became what they were because they had a golden spoon in their mouths, but we don't have that. That's why it says, bless Yosef. Because the fact Yosef had both. Yosef lived in his father's house. Yosef had a wonderful situation, learning with his Torah. Kol ma shalomad b'beis eva, b'shem eva, mosali Yosef. But Yosef had the lowest level of a life possible. He was thrown in a pit and sold into Mitzrayim, the worst place can be. He had the most terrible gashmias, the most terrible situation in life that you could have. Worse than poverty, worse than... He was in an Egyptian prison for all those years. Like an Egyptian prison in those days. He went through terrible. He went through Gehenna. And he became a melech. He had the greatest. And he didn't change Ki hu zeh, neither when he was down at the bottom or when he was right up there as a melech, is a geblieben, the zelbe, yirei elikim, So you can see, my kinder, you say to the kinder, don't say to me you haven't got the situation. However bad your situation will be, it won't be as bad as Yosef. However wonderful your situation will be, it won't be as bad as Yosef. Yosef managed, in both terrible situations and in wonderful situations, to bribe the El Chayid. That's what we say to our kinder, Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Chim Nasher. You can do the same thing again. Don't use the tiny, Kenisht. I remember often as a bochim in the yeshiva, it was always the bochim who knew a lot better than us and pahed sach better, and he always knew the answers, and there were other were the weaker ones didn't know so well. So you know, after we'd say, you know, if I had a carp, you know, we don't remember as much as a mother, we'd say to Rosh Yeshiva zechatat libracha, but zain carp had be different. So Rosh Yeshiva would say, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Mont von Dir, you think the Rebbeinu Shlomo couldn't give you Yenem's carp? He couldn't give you Yenem's matzah? Yenem managed to marry a gavir and sit and had kess for 10 years and could sit in Kol and learn and we can't. So, you think the Rebbeinu Shlomo couldn't have arranged that? The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants you to steig in your matzah, with your schwacher kop. I want you to learn. With your schwacher kop, as it wants you. The Rebbeinu Shlomo could change the matzah. Don't ever say, if I was in a different matzah, I could, whatever matzah you want, that's your nisoyin, that's how you ought to steig. Right, let's move to the end of the parsha. The brothers come to Yosef. They saw Vayiru Achi Yosef Kimes Aviem. They saw that the Yaakov Avinu passed away, and they were afraid. Lo yistameinu Yosef. Maybe Yosef will be angry with us and hate us for what we did to him. So they came to Yosef and they said, Anos. Rashi says that they said something which wasn't entirely true. They said that Yaakov Avinu had commanded, Sona, forgive Pesha Achecha, the sin of your brothers, Vachatosom, forgive them. What was Yosef's response? The Pasuk says, Vayevk Yosef. Yosef cried, Badabra Melov. He never answered them. He cried. Then Nochamon, Vayevku Gam Echo, Vayevku said, Inan Lachol Avodim, will be your Avodim. Yosef said, no, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. Hasachas al Kimoni, am I instead of Hashem? Va'atem chashavtem alai ro'o, you had a bad machshava about me. Elikim chashava l'toiva, Hashem had a good machshava. Leman asay kayyem azeh, because Hashem's plan was that it would come to today, l'hachis amrov, Yosef kept alive the whole of Klal Yisrael, and Sayin Gashmis and Sayin Ruchnis, the Zechus of Yosef in Eishet Poitifa was helped Klal Yisrael right through the Golos. So it was a good thing. We don't find that Yosef said, I'm mochel you. Yosef tried to comfort them. I dabber al libon mayachim. He said, don't worry, don't be upset. He didn't say, ich bin de mochel. He never said, I'm mochel. He said, please be mochel. He never said, I'm mochel. Why not? What not? Is that vada he was mochel? He didn't know what you're talking about. Yosef didn't have any hakpada whatsoever. The Rebbeinu Shlomo did it. You never did anything at all. So Yosef, avada here. No more.
Pardon?
It's
a mochel what I did to him. The good mochel was the
But they didn't. That's not what they asked. What we did wrong. You're right, absolutely so. But one second. So, there's two different halakim to this. The Shimon Schwab says, Richtig, what they did to Yosef, he was mochel, he never was makpid in the first place. Oh, but what they did was a moritik echil al Hashem. Moritik echil al Hashem. Imagine, I always wondered, when Yosef was revealing himself to his brothers, he sent everybody out. They shouldn't be, the brothers shouldn't be embarrassed in front of the midstream. Oh, but 10 minutes later, Vosigreh, the whole world knew these guys here, these Bnei Yosef. How did Yosef get here? They sold him. So, it's a chil on Hashem, no rabbayim. There's only one way, kapor a chil Hashem. It's kiddush Hashem. So Yosef said to them, Sadish Atom Mir, the Bnei Shalom will have to sort you out with the kiddush Hashem. That's why we're told, as I state, that's our Rugi Malchus was Machaped, and the Shoma of the Shvatim were in that Torah Rugi Malchus. And later on, when the Romans killed these gracious tzaddikim, there was Machaped. That was the kapara for the chilul Hashem, but the kapara for what they did to Yosef, don't need. That's how the Mayim Beis HaShoeva, the Shimon Schwab says, and the Bei Yosef, Maral Diskin says like this. We know the klal, posukin in Matos, Vashem Yislach Lo, Keheni Ovia Oisa, a story where a lady made a neder, and her husband was mevatel the neder, but she didn't know, and she broke the neder. So she did nothing wrong. In her mind, she thought she was doing something wrong, but she wasn't doing something wrong. Says the Gemara, and he says, Hashem Yislach Lo, is that right? You need a kapara. It says, the Gemara says, from here we see, if he stretched out his hand to eat basar chazir, he was going, he put his hand on a plate to take a piece of chazir, and by mistake he took a piece of sheep, kosher meat, is he needs a kapara. I never did anything wrong. We know a cloud. Machshava doesn't count machshava. Machshava the ma'aseh. If a person has a kavana, a thought to do an avera, and he doesn't do the avera, is it ganz gut? So Zot Maral Diskin says like this. There's three situations. There's a person who has a machshava to do an avera, and he does the avera. For them come to klep. He did the ma'aseh avera. That you get. If he had a kavana to do an avera, and he never did anything at all, it's garnished. But if he had a kavana to do an avera, he did an act, thinking he was doing an Avera, but it wasn't an Avera, he needs a kapara. That's what happened here. Yosef said to them, for me, the mice atem chashevtem alai ro'o, you had a machshava ro'o when you sold me, but really what you were doing when you were selling me was eating basar teleh. You were doing a muridi ketoiva for everybody, so therefore it's nothing to do with me. You need a kapara. Elakim chashava leteva, you need to work it out with the Rebbeinu. Okay. Finally, somebody told me yesterday, I'm very, very, very much impressed. I brought here to demonstrate a little, to understand what's going on here. There's a shver pasuk. Go a shver pasuk in towards the end of the parsha. Where's the pasuk? Achlikov, yeah, it's pasuk Yodalad in capital Nun, right? By Yosef Yosef Mitzrayma, Yosef returned to Mitzrayim. Who the Echov? He and his brothers, Vehala Olimita, and all those who came with him, Litberis Aviv, to bury his father. All those that went up to bury his father returned to Mitzrayim. Achre Kovroi Es Aviv, after he buried his father. We've just said he went Litberis Aviv. So what's the Achre Kovroi Es Aviv? What's the double ash? That's a difficulty. There's another bit of a difficulty, not so schwer. The Loshin is used that Yaakov wanted to be buried in Bekeva Asher Korisili, which means dug. Yaakov dug. Yaakov said, I'm bury me in the. He dug his own. So Rashi says Korisi can mean bought. Okay. But as I said, the Rogachova says like this. The klal is, if you have two people, a great person and an ordinary person, one greater than the other, the godl is here, and to his left is the person lower. So as I say, Avraham Avinu is buried in Maros Machpelah, and that's your left, yes? So I'm looking for your side. When Yitzchak was buried next to him, Yitzchak had to go to his left. So Yitzchak's over here, and Avraham's over here. But now, Yaakov's joining. Now where's Yaakov going to go? Yaakov, the godless stays in the middle. Avraham has to stay where he is. But now, Yaakov is lower than Yitzchak, so Yitzchak has to go over here, and Yaakov goes over here. So that's how it works out now. Come to Chazazo, Yaakov Lemaisa was buried in Yitzchak's kever. So when they went up to Maros Machpelah, they had to rebury Yitzchak. They took Yitzchak out and put him over there, and then they put Yaakov in the kever, which I dug for my father Yitzchak. I thought it was for my father Yitzchak, but really it was Korisi Lee. I dug for myself the own grave. Yeah, that's the pshat. That's Korisi Lee, and that's how it says in the pasuk. Beautiful. The pasuk says, "Vayoshav Yosef Mitzrayma, who ve'echav b'chalom ita libberes aviv to bury after burying Yaakov, acharei after kovrei they buried as aviv Yaakov's father. After they reburied Yaakov's father in Yitzchak in the other side, then they buried Yaakov in his place there." Because if you've got three people, the godly in the middle, the next one goes with your wife.
The next one is right. Rav Five-ish. But the problem is, Lamaisa, the Mashal always sees that.
Yeah, well, I said, I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the